Today's shir is Perek Shmini of Hilchos Ishos, Chapter 8 of the Laws Concerning Marriage. Halacha Aleph, Paragraph 1. Ha'omer li'isha, harei at mekudeshes li, because ze shal yayin, v'nimtza shal dvash, v'nimtza shal yayin. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me with this cup of wine, and they discover that it is a cup of honey, or if he says you are betrothed unto me with honey, and it is discovered to be wine, Bediner zeh shel kesef, nimtza shel zahav and nimtza shel kesef. If he betroths her and he says to her, this is a dinar of silver, and we discover that it is gold, or if he says gold and we discover it is silver, in all these cases it was covered up so she couldn't see it at the time of betrothal. Amanash ani kohen, v'nimtza levi, levi v'nimtza kohen. If he says to her, I'm betrothing you on the condition that I am a kohen, and we discover he's a levi, the condition was that he's a Levi, and he turns out to be a Kohen. Nasin v'nimtza mamzer, mamzer v'nimtza nasin. If he marries her with the understanding that he's a nasin, and he turns out to be a mamzer, an illegitimate person, or if he marries her with the understanding that he's a mamzer, and he turns out to be a nasin is a member of the Gibeonite tribe, whom King David had banned from intermarrying with the Jewish people. And a mamzer is also illegitimate, and one may not marry another a mamzer, except another mamzer. Ben ir v'nimtza ben krach v'nimtza ben ir. He marries her with the understanding that he is a town dweller, and it turns out that he is a city dweller. He marries her that he's a city dweller, and it turns out that he's a town dweller. Amanash ani ani v'nimtza ashir, ashir v'nimtza ani. The stipulation was, the understanding was that he is a poor man, and it's discovered that he's rich, or the understanding between them was that he is rich, and it turns out that he's poor. Amanasha Basi Karov Lamerchatz, and it's a Rachok, Rachok, and it's a Karov. The understanding was, the stipulation was that his house is close to the bathhouse, and it turns out that it's far, or if it's, he makes her understand that it's far, and it turns out to be close. Amanasha Yeshli Shivcha, O Basko Delis, O Ofa, the Ainlo, on the condition that he has a maidservant, or a daughter who is a hairdresser, or a baker, and it turns out he doesn't have. Amanasha Ainli Vyeshlo, he marries her with the understanding that he doesn't have these people to help him, and he does have. B'chol Elu, B'chol Hadomelahem, Einam Mekudeshes. All of these cases, and any case similar to these, she is not betrothed. V'chein hi shehitatu. The same thing would be true if she is the one who deceives him. In all of these cases, she is not betrothed, not only when it turns out that he is inferior to what he had made himself out to be, but even if things are better, such as in the example of he understood, he made her understand that he's poor and it turns out he's rich, because sometimes to have greater qualities can also be a fault for a particular person. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2, Ubekulam, afal pisha amra, belibi hayad lihiskadishlo, afal pisha hitani, ve'ein hadavra kamosha amar. V'chein imamar hu, the libi haya l'katsha, afa pi shehit asni, einam mekudeshes. V'fisha dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. In all these cases, the same rule applies, even if the woman later on says, in my heart, I intended to be betrothed to him, even though he has deceived me, and the matter is not as he had said. And similarly, even if the man says, in my heart, I intended to be betrothed to her, to betroth her, even though she has deceived me, the betrothal is invalid, because things intended in one's heart are inconsequential. We have to articulate our intentions, otherwise they will not take effect. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Harayat mekudeshesli amnashani basam, v'nimtza basam uvorsi. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me on the understanding that I am a perfumer, and it is discovered that he is both a perfumer and a tanner. Or if he says, on the understanding that I am a town dweller, and it is discovered that he is a resident of both a town and a city. Or if he betroths her on the understanding that his name is Joseph, and it is found that it is both Joseph and Shimon, the betrothal is valid. Aval imamr lo amanasha ein shmi ella Yosef v'nimtza shmo Yosef v'shimon she'eini ella basam v'nimtza basam uvorsi she'eini ella venir v'nimtza ben krach uvenir eina mekudeshes. If, however, he says that he is betrothing her on the understanding that his name is none other than Joseph, and it is found that he is called both Joseph and Shimon, or on the understanding that my sole profession is perfumery, and he is found to be both a perfumer and a tanner, or on the understanding that I am exclusively a townsman, and he is found to be the resident of both a town and a city, the betrothal is invalid. Halacha Dalit, paragraph 4. Ha'omer le'isha harayat mekudeshes li amnasha ani yodea likros. Tarach sheyikra ha'torah v'yitargim osa targum onklus hager. If a man says to a woman, behold, you are betrothed unto me, on the understanding that I can read, he must be able to read both out of the Torah and out of its Aramaic version by Unclus the convert, the proselyte. Because the translation, the Aramaic translation of Unclus, is considered to be a divine authoritative translation that enables you to understand what you're reading. And if a man says, I can read, that means reading with its Aramaic official translation. V'im amar la amnashani korei. If he says, on the understanding that I am a reader, in the previous case it was that I can read, here it's I am a reader, he must be able to read out of the Torah, the prophets, and the holy writings with appropriate exactitude. He has to know the words, how to pronounce them properly. If he says that he's betrothing her on the understanding that I can read Mishnah, he must know how to read out of the Mishnah. V'im Amar Amanasha Ani Tana Tzarach Lios Yodea Likros HaMishnah V'Sifra V'Sifrei V'Tosefta Sharabchia. If he says that he's betrothing her on the understanding that he is a Tana, one who is versed in the teachings of the Oral Torah, he must know how to read out of the Mishnah, Sifra, Sifrei, and the Tosefta of Rabbi Chia. These are all the writings that embodied the oral tradition, that contained the basic teachings of the oral tradition before the Gemara, the elucidation of the oral teachings, were put into writing. Halacha Hei, paragraph 5. Amanash ani Talmid, ein omrim kiven azay uven zoma. If one says on the understanding that I am a disciple, it cannot be said that he must be like Ben Azai or Ben Zoma, two of the greatest scholars that were students, who were never ordained. That's why they are considered to be students. Ela kol sheshol and osa davar echad b'talmudo v'omro v'afilu behilchus hachag shemalamdin osa barabim midvarim hakalim samach lechag kidei sheyiyu koham b'kiin behen. Rather, it is sufficient if, when asked about something in his studies, he is able to supply the answer. And that is so, even if it is one of the regulations concerning the festivals, including the simple matters which are taught to the public just before the festival so that the people might be familiar with them. Even if he can respond to that, he is considered to be knowledgeable enough as a disciple, and the betrothal would be valid. Almanash ani chacham, ein omrim k'rabi Akiva v'chaverov, elakol sheshoven osa b'chol makom d'var chachma v'omer. If he says that his betrothal is on the understanding that I am a sage, it cannot be said that he must be like Rabbi Akiva or his colleagues. It is sufficient if, when asked about a matter of learning in relation to any subject, he is able to supply the answer. Almanash ani gibar, ein omrim k'avner b'ner u'chayoav, elakol sheshoverov misyarim imenu m'pnei gvuraso. If he says that the betrothal is on the understanding that I am a mighty person, it cannot be said that he must be like Abner, the son of Ner, King Saul's general, or like Yoav, the son of Tzruiah, who was King David's general. It is sufficient if his companions stand in awe of him because of his might. Almanash ani Ashir, ein omrim k'rabeleza ben Charsum v'k'rabi Elazar ben Azaria, elakol shebnei ira mechabdin osam mepnei Ashro. If he says on the understanding that I am wealthy, it doesn't mean that he must be as rich as Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom or Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. It is enough if his fellow townsmen honor him for his wealth. Almanash ani tzadik, afilu rasha gomer harezo mekudeshes misafik, shema hira tshuva belibo. If the stipulation is that he is a righteous man, and that is the condition on which he betroths her, then she is doubtfully betrothed, even if he is thoroughly a rasha, a wicked person. For it is possible that he has thoughts of repentance in his heart. And from this we see that one thought of repentance in one's heart could transform one from being a rasha, a wicked person, to being a tzaddik, to being a perfect tzaddik. It's just that we don't know if he had that thought or not. That's why the betrothal is in doubt. Amanashani Rasha, Afilu Tzadigamur, Harezo Mekudeshes Mesafik, Shema Hira Bavoda Zara Belibo. If he says, on the understanding that I am a wicked man, she is doubtfully betrothed, even if he is perfectly righteous. For he may have had thoughts of idolatry in his heart, and even though when one transgresses in his heart, it is not considered a transgression. Nevertheless, the Rambam continues, Sha'avon avadazara godlhu, umishi yaharher lavod belibo nasarasha. Because the sin of idol worship is very grievous, that no sooner one so much as had a thought of it in his heart, that he becomes a wicked person immediately. Shenemar, as it is stated in the book of Deuteronomy, Pen yifteh levavchem, lest your heart be deceived. V'chasuv, and it is also written, L'man tfos es beis Yisrael b'liba. In the book of Ezekiel it says, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart. A reference to blaming the Jews even for what they have entertained in their hearts. A reference to thinking about idolatry. Even that could transform one from a righteous person to a Rasha. And therefore the betrothal would be valid. And since we don't know for sure if he had that thought, there's doubt, the betrothal is in doubt. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6, and the final halacha of chapter 8 of Hilchas Ishus. Hamekadesh es ha'isha v'amar. A man betrothes a woman by saying, Ha'isi savur shehi chohenes, varehi levia, levia varehi chohenes. I thought that she was a descendant of Kohanim, of priests, but she is really of Levitic descent. Or, I thought that she was of Levitic descent, but she is really of priestly descent. Aniya v'harihi ashira, ashira v'harihi aniya. I thought she was poor, and it turns out she's rich. I thought she's rich, and it turns out she's poor. In all of these cases, harezo mekudesh, she is betrothed. B'pnei shelo hitato, because she did not fool him. It was his impression, but she never fooled him. He fooled himself. And since he did not stipulate at the time of marriage that he's betrothing her only on that condition, the fact that he had it in his heart, we already established the premise earlier that things, ideas that are in one's heart did not have any effect legally. V'chein hisha amra, zavura hisi shehu choin, v'harehu levi, levi v'harehu choin. If she says to him, I thought he was a Kohen, and it turns out he's a Levi. I thought he was a Levi, and it turns out he's a Kohen. Ashir v'harehu ani, ani v'harehu ashir. I thought he was rich, and it turns out he's poor. Or if she says, I thought he was poor, and it turns out he's rich. Harezo mekudesh, she is nevertheless betrothed, b'pnei shelo hita osa, because he did not fool her, but as in the preceding case, she fooled herself. And therefore, it doesn't have any effect on the betrothal, and it is valid. With this, the Rambam concludes, Perik Shmini, Mehilchas Ishus, chapter 8 of the Laws Concerning Marriage.